Welcome back. This is Chris Russell speaking to you in a podcast called Anarchy Today. This is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Wellness Cafe. And this nonprofit organization is offering mental health services in strengthening your mind and healing your emotions and guiding your spiritual growth, all by donation. So support them in Vancouver. Look for them. Today I'm going to talk about the living being called anarchy. Okay, so the theory is that all social entities are actually living entities, and what they have been doing for the last little while is kind of being unconscious living entities. They're living through things like instinct, which in this case, of course, is probably called culture. And because we're dealing with a social entity, right? So I'm just presenting the idea that anarchy is, of course, a social entity, so is therefore a living being. And it's young and it needs nurturing from its parents. And this metaphor is great. I'm going to use it some more, but let's just get right into this. So when does the collective become self-aware? Okay, so I am a collective of semi-conscious cells, each living together to synergistically create this being who is me. So keep going. I am self-aware. Are my cells self-aware? Can one self-aware collective become self-aware as the collective? Certainly, this entails choice. But now we are choosing from within to form a new external self-aware being. A living expression of love. This is why I say anarchy is love being human. Anarchy is the social entity living as a self-aware being held together as one through the power of love. When a small collective chooses to do this, they are transformed into a higher being living as one, unified in their service in the healing arts through and in love. So I was just listening to that again, and I just wanted to explain that at the end, that doesn't imply that when a group of people come together in the name of love to live together, not as lovers, but as a community. And the option for being lovers is there, of course, but like it's just not a part of this in a real sense. So it just complicates it, right? So I'm trying to keep that out. So the point is that their service to humans, which is your expression of love, doesn't have to be in the healing arts. It is in my case, and so the Wellness Cafe is that. It is a living being that serves humans in the healing arts. But there are other services that humans love and want and need that a different collective of people united in the power of love could offer to people by donation and thereby create an anarchist free being.